Good morning.
Hey, my favorite ghost.
And how are you proceeding?
Several ups and downs, but in the last week or so, I think there's a momentum with the all this allowance exploration that I've been doing, and that is gathering, and you know, I've been starting to feel more improvements again with the remaining physical manifestations. And
excellent.
One of the things that I've been pondering about this in that time, this past week or so, is that one of the factors that has had me react and or look at things negatively in my process this year is that I was still having some kind of expectation of some type of linear progression. And I'm seeing that, you know, that might not be the most accurate or constructive way to frame that, because actually when you're peeling layers like what I've been doing, as you get closer to the core and the center of, you know, what the issues are, you can hit some rough patches, and that's not necessarily indicative of you know, regression or not accomplishing, but it's
definitely.
But it certainly can have that appearance or that feeling, you know, when you just feel like it's endless. But actually, you're just going through layers and layers, and then it gets easier, and then oof, it gets harder again. But it's that has helped me to, you know, to kind of realize that has helped me to create more stability, I think, in my process.
Excellent. And I would be very acknowledging of that, because that is correct. And that may help you to understand and to reinforce you when you feel that you are moving backwards, or you feel that you are not accomplishing, or you are being set back, and I am expressing to you that you are continuing to accomplish and that you are moving, and in that it doesn't seem as if you are, in your own perception. Because you do seem to incorporate setbacks, but they aren't setbacks. You are correct. They are merely another layer that you are engaging. And some of those layers, when you approach them, they're difficult. They have been covered and buried for significant time frameworks, and therefore they can be difficult and challenging to expose to yourself and to observe and then address to. But what I would express to you is that, contrary to what you think in those moments, in those time frameworks, those are actually encouragements, because you are showing yourself that you are unraveling those layers, and that you are ready and capable of exposing those elements to yourself and addressing them.
Yeah, I mean, it does feel a bit crazy at times, but I'm happy with having come to a point of seeing that more clearly. And another interesting aspect of all this that has emerged with more clarity is in my dealing with the different manifestations, I've been compartmentalizing, I think, a bit too much, especially when I engage energy manipulations to soothe or improve a particular manifestation. And I was listening to one of our sessions from last year where you discussed a bit about, you have to consider the whole, otherwise it's kind of very easy, and I'm noticing that now. It's very easy for me to fix, quote unquote, a particular symptom, and the energy, the disturbed energy, which remains unaddressed, perhaps, just moves to a different place,
Correct.
and then it becomes endless. And what I've started to do in my meditations, and when I allow energy manipulation, I have started to consider the whole of the body consciousness instead of compartmentalizing and isolating. And I've had some interesting experiences with that in this past week.
How so?
Well, it's that integrative feeling, that it feels, just feels more whole. It feels, I can't, I it's a bit tricky, I guess, to describe it in words, but I'm beginning, in some of these experiences, I'm beginning to have a different experience because I engage more so. I still have a ways to go, but I engage more so the whole of the body consciousness energy, and that's an interesting new direction.
I would express that that is excellent, and it is excellent that you are noticing and that you are aware of it. That is a tremendous step forward.
It's been a big issue for me, and not just in the healing, but also in other things, even like my exploration with tarot. The compartmentalizing of the energy doesn't really work. It's too partial of an addressing to, or too partial of a picture. I guess that, that's probably due to the fact of everything being interconnected, like you say.
Correct, correct. But I would also acknowledge you that this piece is difficult to recognize because you are so accustomed to perceiving in singularity. And that is what influences you to compartmentalize. And in that, are the pieces that are directly in front of you that you can't see. That you do so automatically that it is very challenging for most of you to recognize what you are doing. Even in relation to the healing and what you are speaking about with the body, it is very easy to think that you aren't doing that. when you are looking at a manifestation or symptoms, and then you are attempting to look at what the issue is or what the cause is, that influences you to think that you aren't compartmentalizing, but you are.
And, you know, this energy healer that I've been engaging, which is terrific, I think I also had the impression, I wasn't paying attention to that impression necessarily, but it was there, that, you know, oh, she compartmentalizes too, because she will do specific gestures in specific areas of the body. But then I realized, not so much, because she does appraise the whole of the body consciousness. And, you know, dealing with the whole doesn't mean that there won't be some specific gestures in specific areas that are involved. But if you do that without some awareness of the whole, then it can get tricky.
Correct, correct. And I would express to you that it is definitely very common and usual for healers to do this also. Because this is how you all function, in that perception of singularity, and you don't realize how far that extends, how much you perceive in relation to singularity rather than the whole in every direction.
Well, we still have to cover about 70% of our self-awareness. Is that what you said? We still have to develop that.
But I would express that you are moving very quickly. And therefore, this is the point, not to be discouraged, and this is the reason that I am not tremendously fond of percentages, because they aren't accurate. In this, what many of you don't realize is that, just as with different pieces that you are recognizing now, when you have already generated a significant foundation, if you think about constructing a building, the foundation is the most difficult and the longest part of the process. Erecting the building after the foundation is much easier and moves relatively quickly. It is the same in what you are doing in relation to your awareness. All of this time that I have been engaging with all of you, I have been engaging you in the direction of laying that foundation and creating that solidity, that solidness in yourself, learning to pay attention to yourself, learning to be aware of the basic principles of how you create your reality, and that you do create all of your reality, and that you aren't co-creating, and reflections and constructs and attachments and associations, all of this information, all of these pieces are all part of constructing that foundation that will allow you to move in any direction in whatever you build. Therefore, in this is the reason that now I am expressing to all of you in somewhat of a different capacity, because you do have that foundation. You are aware enough at this point to begin to genuinely move forward in an expression of self-awareness in that whole, rather than only in pieces. And in that, you are aware enough to be beginning to move in the direction of becoming more self-aware and therefore being more aware of that interconnectedness.
Well, this year certainly has been giving me the impression of it's almost like rewiring my whole being here. It's just it's like you say, it feels like the foundation of a new paradigm, almost, of you know, you're,
it, as so, it is.
It certainly felt like I was groping in the dark a lot of the times, but it's you know, there's some rays of light in there too. Hey, say, I've heard a few different people ask you, Jason notably, asking you to define their energy at that moment, and I would like to do that with you right now, because that's another thing that I'm increasing my interest in, is just to kind of develop that sensing of what energy I'm projecting. It's not entirely obvious, but I do have moments and in recent times where I do have that impression and sensation of the quality of the energy.
And what would your assessment of your
You know, as I was speaking, I was like, oh, fuck, now he's going to ask me first because I said that. Right now, my energy, I would say, well, there's a bit of a nervousness sometimes when I speak with you, or if I feel a little bit on the spot like this, but that notwithstanding, or apart from that, I think my energy is involved and interested in this moment.
Definitely.
You know, this is a highlight.
I would express that it is encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, definitely there is an aspect of a slight excitement in relation to that encouragement. And I would also express that a difference in your energy presently is more supported.
And I can see how the correlation of that with the manifestations. Because overall, for example, the legs are improved compared to last week.
Yes.
It's kind of I've given a I've been pondering about also, you know, how you say that, you know, feelings are not an indicator of the energy that we're projecting, and
Correct.
it
Now, that doesn't mean that your feelings can't be correlated with the energy you're projecting at times, but they are not to be used as a gauge or an indicator because many times they aren't.
But you would say that it is quite possible to develop a sense of what the energy that is projected is on a fairly constant basis, no?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Another thing I've been wondering about these past weeks is, or come to realize is, how much of the buffering or not of energy can be a factor, a significant factor in the manifestations that I've been experiencing. Would you
How
say, I'm wondering how open I am and how indiscriminate. I mean, I know I'm very selective, and I know that I don't engage just any energy in any way, but I think that simultaneously, I may be allowing connection to certain energies and expressions surrounding me that, in a way that is very open and that is automatic, and that, you know, like for example, you told me once that when I was doing tarot and I open up in the energy, then I absorb energy more so. But I think that it, you know, this is not just happening in tarot. How would you assess that openness in energy that I might express as a factor in these manifestations?
Say to you that you have been expressing more openness more recently, very recently, that you are more aware of what you are doing, and that is allowing you to be more open. Let me express to you that in a manner of speaking, a type of rule of thumb, figuratively speaking, is that the less open to yourself you are, the less open you are in other directions. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't be open to outside sources. You can. I would express that the more you allow yourself to be open to yourself, which means that doesn't mean that you see everything about yourself. That doesn't mean that you have exposed everything to yourself. It is more about a willingness to expose to yourself. Not that you necessarily see everything yet, but that you are willing to.
I hear you, but what I was trying to refer to is that just this awareness that I just feel the energy of what's around so much.
Precisely, and that is because you are being more open to yourself.
And let me give you an example also. Like, for example, let's say I'm watching a video or TV, whatever, and somebody falls down. My body consciousness will kind of tighten, like it's taking the hit with them, you know?
Yes.
And isn't that like, if I'm doing that with everything around me, I mean, that could be a problem.
And that is another piece of engaging the whole and the bigger picture, so to speak. For in doing so, you are aware of you and what you are doing. And in that, you can be intentional. That doesn't necessarily mean closing out or not being open to. It is more a matter of you being aware of you and what you are choosing,
yeah,
and what you are allowing to be affecting of you. Now, let us use that example that you gave. Hmm. Because that is an excellent example of perhaps a subject that you or most individuals wouldn't necessarily automatically recognize as a choice.
Right.
Because you are watching something on your television and then you are expressing an experience. You are feeling something. Remember, all feelings are expressed by your body consciousness, and all of them are signals. But you don't necessarily think about that in that type of moment. You watch someone fall down on a video, and you feel the sensation as if that were occurring to you, as if you were falling down. Now, in that, it all occurs so rapidly, your thought process isn't catching up with what is actually occurring. Let me express to you, your thought process, as fast as it is, and it is incredibly fast, but as fast as it is your second slowest processor. Your speech is your slowest expression. Your thinking is your second slowest. Everything else moves so rapidly that you don't actually think about it, because it is moving much too quickly for your thoughts to actually process and translate that much. therefore what your thought mechanism centers on is something that will engage some amount of time, even if it is a few seconds, which is what? Signals. It focuses on a signal is happening, that is what I translate. Now, in that, the point of this is that in that moment, you aren't aware objectively that you have generated a choice to be involving yourself with what you are inputting through your senses. And therefore, you are also not aware that you are engaging a choice to feel what you are feeling.
And is that where the buffering part comes in, where the buffering is a choice and you do that, like you told me once, that to buffer energy, I merely have to keep my attention on myself?
Now we move to the next step. When I am expressing to any individual about buffering,
mm-hmm.
I am expressing that in relation to what their awareness is at the time.
Oh, okay.
And that is what they can actually do at the time, because they aren't aware that they are choosing what they are experiencing.
Okay.
They are viewing their experience as something that is happening to them.
Right. So the buffering that I was referring to is kind of further down the line in the chain of in the sequence. Whereas, if we can just remain at the point of choice, that takes care of it automatically.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. That is the difference.
Okay.
Is that now you are moving into a self-awareness in which it is no longer about buffering.
Buffering is a poor man's choice, basically.
In a manner of speaking, yes, because in that it is an action that you do to, in a manner of speaking, block out other energies or not engage them or send them back. In being more self-aware, you recognize that everything you are experiencing is a choice. And in that, you are actually generating a choice which creates that feeling that you experience. Because, and now we return to the basics, because what are feelings? Feelings are signals, and they are designed to attract your attention to that statement about what you are doing in the moment. Therefore,
And are you talking about both emotional and physical feelings?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, all of them. All feelings. Emotional, physical, it matters not. All feelings are signals. And all feelings are generated by the body consciousness. And all feelings are generated for the same reason, to alert you to the statement that you are making to yourself about what you are actually doing in the moment.
So, okay, we'll don't lose what you're saying because I want to continue this, but let me make a little aside here is that, so if feelings are about what we're doing, how is that not indicative of the energy that's being projecting? Because isn't the energy that's being projected creating the experience? You know, like, isn't that, aren't they both tributary to what we're doing?
Not necessarily. Because then we move into the direction of those signals and whether they are now signal or then signal. And but, that is a factor also.
But let's say there was only now signals. Would they then be indicators of what the energy is being projected?
No.
Oh.
Not necessarily. Because the feeling is to alert you to what you are doing that you are not necessarily entirely objectively aware of. Therefore, it may not be all that you are doing. It is a part of what you are doing. You can be doing more than one action at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, Adam, in that, the feeling, the signal is alerting you to that statement about what you are doing that you may not necessarily be objectively aware of at the moment.
Are you saying that a self-aware person, the more self-aware we become, the less feelings we'll have?
No. No, I am not. Okay. Because you are emotional beings. And because you are physical beings. And in that, those feelings are expressed by the body consciousness as alerts. Now, in that, even if you are entirely self-aware, you would continue to generate feelings in relation to validations, in relation to physical expressions, in relation to different emotional expressions. No, you would continue to express those feelings as signals in relation to what you are doing in the moment. The difference is that you know what those feelings are and what the statement is immediately. Now, let me express to you, as I have previously in this conversation, I will reiterate, you in many, 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 many time frameworks are generating more than one action at a time. But your attention, in a manner of speaking, has somewhat of limitations. Your objective attention can only engage so many subjects simultaneously. And in the manner in which your attention is configured in physical focus, although you can pay attention to or be aware of more than one subject at a time and more than one direction at a time, one is primary. There is always one that you will pay more attention to, and the others will be secondary. Therefore, your full attention is not engaged with the secondary subjects. Therefore, in any given moment, you would continue to express feelings in your reality because you are generally not engaging one action or one subject at a time. Therefore, those feelings are designed to alert you to those secondary actions that you aren't necessarily paying attention to. But as soon as you generate the feeling, now this is if you are completely self-aware, as soon as you generate the feeling, you would know what the statement is. Your attention would immediately move to that statement and acknowledge it and be aware of what those secondary subjects or actions are.
But are you more so talking about what we would call negative feelings? Because, for example...
No.
But
no,
if we're experiencing something pleasant and we're, you know, having this feeling, this good feeling about it, wouldn't that be kind of obvious to us? Like, how does that constitute...
Not necessarily.
But how does that constitute something we're not aware of if it's just...
First of all, that is not what I expressed. I did not express that you weren't aware, but that it would be that secondary awareness.
Okay.
And in that, yes, you could be expressing excitement, and it may seem obvious, about what the subject is that you are excited about. But there may be other parts of that excitement that are not being engaged with your attention in primary attention, and the feeling is alerting you to the other expressions that you may also be excited about. Just as when you give yourself a realization or a revelation at a particular moment, to some degree, whatever that subject is that you have given yourself a realization about, you already knew. To some degree, you already had an awareness of the subject, but when you have that realization, you are giving yourself more awareness of other layers of that subject. Just as you did in relation to your body consciousness. You already have some awareness, a primary awareness of what you are doing and how you are engaging symptoms and how you are engaging energy. And then you have a realization that gives you more information about that same subject. And in that, it is alerting you that there are other layers to that subject. It is not that you are entirely unaware of that, but your primary attention isn't necessarily engaging that.
Okay. I got a little bit sidetracked with a technical issue, so I'll have to listen again. I think you were making a point, though, earlier in the discussion about feelings, and I took you somewhere else, but I don't even remember what you were saying. It's okay. I think it feels like a lot to consider anyhow, and we can always continue this topic. Let me ask you some more questions. Would you say that the way one breathes can be considered an indicator of the energy that's being projected, or at least a partial indicator?
I would say yes and no. I would say it can be, but that it isn't automatically. And the reason that I would express it in that manner is because you can develop manners of breathing that can become automatic.
That overrides the...
Yes.
Yeah.
Therefore, I would say in one capacity, yes, it could be an indicator, but I would not generate a blanket statement about that, because it could also easily not be.
I think I understand. If somebody's breathing in what could be considered a natural way, not in an automatic way, like you were referring to, in that process, in that action of breathing, part of that function, is it also to release energy from the body consciousness?
Breathing?
Yeah. And I don't mean like doing breathing exercises and such. I just mean like in just natural flow of breathing.
Yes. Yes. That would be a part of the function. Yes. I would agree with that. Because you do that naturally in different capacities and you don't even realize it.
You mean the releasing?
Yes. Yeah. I would express that you sigh, which is a function of breathing. And at times you sigh unintentionally. I would also express that yawning is another function of breathing, which you don't necessarily do intentionally.
And that is also a release.
Yes.
Interesting. Okay, let's switch gears a little bit. I just wanted a little, I mean, it's a really fascinating topic, the breathing. But I just wanted to kind of touch upon it today. Let me ask you a fun question. My focus animal is the anaconda, right? So I'm curious what, I mean, I've heard Lila discuss different animals with you and different people. What is it about the anaconda that makes it my focus animal? I'm aware of generalities, of the anaconda, watched videos and stuff, and yes.
Such as
Well, I mean, I'm aware that it, that's a pretty tough snake, pretty strong snake, pretty big. It's a predator. It's interesting to me that it's a constrictor rather than a venomous snake. But I'm not that familiar with it, and I'm really curious what you would have to say about the behavior of that snake in how it relates to it being my focus animal.
I would express that what you have recognized already is significant in itself, that is a significantly large snake. It is a large animal. And it also is a constrictor. Now, the interesting piece about constrictors is that they generate this action in which you look at them from the outside perspective. That they are generating an action of constriction to another animal or to another being. They are constricting something else. But they do that with themselves also. Because in order to generate that action of crushing something else, they must generate a tremendous amount of tension and pressure in relation to their own body. I would also express that another action that is significant with this particular animal is that it has the ability to intake tremendous volumes at one time and then slowly assimilate that over time. In that they take in a considerable amount. They actually are not only able to intake, but they incorporate a design physically to allow them to intake volumes at a time. They unhinge their jaw to allow themselves to incorporate tremendous volumes in very short time frameworks. But then those tremendous volumes sustain them for a considerable time framework, and they assimilate all of it.
Right, they don't eat every 30 minutes, yeah.
Correct. And in that, they assimilate all of it. I would also express that, in like manner to other serpents, they are continuously growing they don't reach a point in mm-hmm. which they stop growing.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
They are always growing. And in that, in their growth process, they shed old. Not all of it. They don't shed their entire body, but they shed layers of old.
I can see that behavior in my life. You know, I don't, you know, there's always some luggage that I'm leaving behind.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which I would express as very consistent with this animal. I would also express that ability to take in volumes is also something that you do. And the factor that you are continuously growing is also a significant factor in relation to this animal. And don't think to yourself in comparison that everyone does that. That is not correct.
I understand. I remember hearing you discuss this with Rose, and that was interesting to me. But to me, the way I see it is like, is there anything else to do? So, but I understand that's in direction of exploration and experience.
Find something else to do.
Huh?
But you always find something else to do. And you always find more to grow with.
Well, that's what I mean. Is there anything else to do but keep growing, you know? So
I would agree, but I would express that there are many individuals that are content in not doing that.
Well, we're, you know, it's fine. Fine with me. Although, I mean, I do tend to surround myself with people who keep growing, don't I?
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
And I would express to you also that, in a manner of speaking, there is a difference between expanding and growing.
Mm.
Because everything is always expanding. That is the nature of consciousness. But everything is not always growing.
That reminds me, I've been wanting to talk with you about that, and probably won't have much time to go into this today, there was a statement that marked me, something I read that you said, that the expanding action of consciousness is actually a folding in on itself.
Correct.
And I've had experiences of that with meditation, where I'm finally starting to get that the expansion that I seek, and the more of that I'm after, is not more, you know, the how can I say that? It's what I'm after is not more of what isn't. And that can lead to all sorts of troubles. It's really more of what is. And that's
correct. And that I tremendously acknowledge, my friend. That is the point.
It's such a weird thing. Like, I had a few experiences like that, and I few moments where I'm touching that, and it's completely different than what I thought. You know what the moreness and the expansion is. It's just it's not an outward expression. It goes toward itself in a way.
Yes.
We'll talk about that some more. Let me indulge and ask you a few more questions. Val Atticus, she confirmed that a few of us were involved in the Voynich manuscript production, and I think my role was, you know, it wasn't like on the mystical side of things. I think it was more practical, maybe business-like somehow, being a bridge between different people. I'm not sure, but I would you agree that it did go in those directions?
Yes.
Okay. And would you define that a bit more for me?
In what capacity?
I mean, what was I? What would have been my role? You know, like, was I like more on the technical side of like the production of the book or what? Or more oriented toward funds and that kind of thing?
I would express logistics.
Okay.
Therefore, it would have included all of that.
Okay. So multitasking on the logistics side.
Yes.
I had a vision, not very vivid, but I had a vision of a woman, a sort of femme fatale that was connected to the mob, some organized crime, you know, like close to maybe even the mob lord or whatever, probably in first half of 20th century, probably Chicago. Is that a focus of mine?
Yes.
Okay. It was a bit tricky, eh? It was a bit like the... Not sure it ended well for her.
I would agree.
It was fun for a while, though. Okay, you said to Karen that the tuning forks can be used to release energy. I'm not clear. Do they sort of release energy automatically as they are being as they're vibrating in the energy field? Is that happen without an intention of it, or were you more referring to intentionally? The intention would be creating, you know, of that action.
The intention.
Okay, so if we don't engage it in that capacity intentionally, it wouldn't necessarily be releasing of energy.
Not necessarily. It could, but not as a rule.
Okay, and let's say there's a energy deposit in a room. Let's say, you know, I spend a lot of time in a room. I'm not talking about energy deposits of disengaged people or anything necessarily, or though it could. I'm more talking about, like, you know, I often go in the same room or spend a lot of time there, and maybe I've experienced a lot of disturbed energy in that room. And what would you say is an effective way to refresh or clear out that accumulation of energy in places where we spend a lot of times, and maybe there's been a lot of negative thinking or something like that? Would rose quartz do that? Could the tuning forks be helpful, or what?
I would express that you could use any of those methods, but I would also express that you can do that without that, and it would merely be a matter of expressing that intention and directing your energy in relation to that energy deposit and dissipating it, or in your terminology, breaking it up.
And I guess we can use focal points to help us achieve that.
Definitely.
Like burning sage, which I understand is doesn't necessarily do that on its own, but it's a nice tradition, and if I engage it with that intention and direction of energy, then that can also be helpful, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, I remember now what it was about the feelings, because I was saying that. Oh, never mind. It's too big. So we we'll continue. And I have not forgotten the exercise that you gave me, and I have begun to do that. And you know, at first, I was thinking, you know, oh, no problem. You know, I'm not gonna discourage myself because I'm doing this exercise. But then, as the amount of subjects started to accumulate, where are being affected by what we discussed last time, then I started to see, oh, okay, yeah, this is very pervasive, and it it's like, yeah, there I could go in a direction of feeling bad about it, but I'm not, and we will be discussing this, but you know, today I just needed something a bit lighter.
Very well, and that is entirely acceptable, my friend.
Thank you so much. I continue to feel you every day, and just engaging so much of a evolving and increasing awareness of energy. It's very interesting, and that includes, you know, you and essences.
Excellent. And I am not only acknowledging of you, but congratulating you also in all that you are accomplishing, and that you are allowing yourself to expose and to be more aware of. I would express excellent movement, my friend.
Thank you. The incentive has been pretty high with all with all those manifestations. I'm like, you know, I might want to increase my awareness if I want to remain physically focused.
I express tremendous encouragement to you, my dear friend.
Thank
as
you.
Always.
Thank you very much.
I shall greatly be anticipating our next meeting, and I shall be offering my energy to you in great supportiveness in the interim time framework, as always. In wondrous lovingness to you, my dear friend. Au revoir.
Au revoir.